Nolte, National Democrats have basically written off winning in Florida. By John Nolte on May 17, 2022. The news that his fraudulency Joe Biden will allow people to send money to Cuba essentially means National Democrats have written off Florida as a potential win in the upcoming elections. On news that the Biden administration plans to ease remittance restrictions for Cuba. It's financial good news for Western Union and Publix in Miami, tweeted Mark Caputo, a far-left staffer at the far-left Politico. He adds, there'll be lots of opposition from Cuba hardliners here. But Biden folks tell me he, and National Ds, has basically written off FL anyway. Biden's support for the Cuban government comes in stark contrast to the previous administration. Trump shut down these remittances. After all, why should American money prop up Cuba's left-wing Nazis? This is an important issue among Florida's Cuban population, who are desperate, for obvious reasons, to see Cuba's communist regime fall and their loved ones freed. But Joe Biden, who cares about everyone in the world except Americans, is poking this important voting bloc in the eye, demonstrating that to Democrats, what was once the swing state of all swing states is now lost. So, yes, all the signs, including the Sunshine State's latest voter registration numbers, indicate that Florida has moved into the safe Republican column. Remember when the corporate media tried to demoralize Republicans by spouting off about how the Democrats were on the march while the GOP was always defending its own territory? Well, that was only a half-truth. Certainly, Republicans are dealing with a tougher electorate in the once safe states of Georgia and Arizona. But at the same time, several former swing states have fallen into the red column, West Virginia, Missouri. Further, several once safe blue states moved into the swing state column, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan. All the propaganda about Democrats winning Texas has been exposed as what it always was, pure bullshit. And now Florida is safely red. On top of slipping from key swing states, the Democrat hold on several important voter groups is dwindling. Democrats are losing Hispanics. There's even a crack in the Democrat Party's most reliable voting bloc, black voters. And now that Biden and Democrats have come out of the closet to openly embrace school closings and the sexual grooming of grade schoolers, they're about to get murdered by moms in the suburbs. I'll just go ahead and say it. It is not outside the scope of possibility that the last gasp of the National Democrat Party, the let a guy in a dress share a locker room with your daughter party, was 2020. And 2020 was a fluke, a year where the China flu made it possible for unconstitutional voting rule changes to institute sketchy ideas like mail-in voting. No matter how much the corporate media claim there was no fraud in 2020, most of those states will not allow it to happen again. That's not good for Democrats. Trust me, y'all. You can open the borders, open the prisons, encourage race riots, sneak gay porn, racism, and grooming into elementary schools, explode the cost of gas and food in a country with no baby formula, and remain a national party. Democrats shove the working class aside and are not able to make up the difference with all the neurotic perverts in the grooming class. Democrats are in trouble. Teehee. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.